Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Tuesday, June 20th of 2023. I am your host tonight, coming to you in driving mode on I-75, heading back north, back to Midland from down in the Detroit, Clarkston, Auburn Hills area, as we went today to the beach and then to Great Lakes Crossing Mall. And the beach I went to is this pretty cool beach that I really like, and it has this pretty cool water obstacle course slash playground type thing, which I think is really cool. But the thing is, it's not just a playground for little tykes either. There's a big part of it that's like for, you know, that's a lot more strenuous, you know, and that's for like older kids and even adults that want to do it. And so it's pretty cool. I did not take part in those exercises today or any of that, but it's a pretty neat beach. I love it there, honestly. I do. But anyhow, it was nice. And today is Miracle Tuesday and Testimony Tuesday, one of my helpers, you know, she had been living out of state for a while, is moving back to Michigan, specifically to the Flint area, and she literally found out today that she got a teaching position that she really wanted. In the Flint area. Don't know what school district, doesn't necessarily matter, but it's cool. You know, she got exactly what she wanted, and it's better pay than what she was getting where she was living after being there for like 10 years. What is it, Jake? She's been there 10 years in that district?
Yeah, even at 10 years.
And then she's coming here to the Flint area, and it's going to get paid a couple thousand, and it's going to get a bit more per year. Wow. That, to me, is pretty remarkable, honestly. Yeah, it is a blessing. And I pray that the blessing of the Lord will come upon you, because, of course, you know, we need to realize that miracles come in all kinds of forms. We might hear a lot about them being in terms of our bodies, in terms of, salvations, prodigals coming home and things like that. But there's also miracles that happen even in financial and other personal areas of life that God does miracles in. So these miracles come in all forms. They're not always just healing and salvation. Sometimes there's sudden provision. And of course, Jehovah Jireh is the provider. Now, this person, certain friend Evers, is not, do you know her salvation status or no, Jade? She's not, or we don't know? Well, in Jesus' name, we're going to get her saved. In Jesus' name, we're going to get her saved.
Amen, I believe.
Yeah. Got to be a believer. Because, of course, at the same time, we don't be pushy or anything like that. But, you know, we want to take as many people as we can to heaven with us. Because I don't want to go to hell. I don't want people I know going to hell. I don't want people that I know going to hell. I don't. God did, and by the way, God wants everyone to go to heaven. But in the Bible, Jesus told us, straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leads to life. And it says, let me question, Mom. How many find it? How many find it?
Few.
Few find it. Few find it. Didn't say how many few was in this case, like out of 100 people. Didn't say. But, and then it also says, broad is the way, you know, crooked is the way, and broad is the way, wide is the way that leads to destruction. And many find it. And I led into it. Many. The truth is, there's no third choice. There's no third choice. There's no purgatory. There's no in-between. There's no little bosomy thingy. Well, this is the in-between heaven and hell. You know, this idea of you want good enough for heaven, but you want bad enough for hell. You know there's teaching like that, right, Mom? But we know it's not true. The Bible says it's not true. Heaven, hell, turn or burn. By turn, I mean, you know, turn from your wicked ways, or you will burn in eternity forever. And so, you know, believe in God to get her saved. What's her name again, Beth? No. Christina. All right. And so that was, you know, pretty cool testimony. Also, Jade here, also, she, you know, started having feeling in her leg that she had, so your leg had, so what is this? Your leg had been numb? Your knee had been numb?
Oh, what are you saying? Jesus, he healed my leg from my knee all the way down to my toes. It felt like when your leg falls asleep, you know that numb feeling?
And it had felt like that for?
For about 2 years, from my knee all the way down to my toes on my right leg. I couldn't even feel it if I nicked it with a razor, like on accident. I wouldn't feel it. I wouldn't realize I did it until I saw, you know, a little bit of blood. I can feel everything now.
Praise God.
I also have a skin disorder that causes extreme, let me rephrase that. I was diagnosed with a skin disorder.
Right.
But I don't claim that. From the enemy.
That's
I
right.
I don't claim it. But it was affecting my body in painful ways. I was getting large cysts that were making it hard to move my arm. And praise the Lord, he healed me of that. I still get some cysts here and there, but nowhere near where they were. And I can function and lift my arms and praise and everything. Financially, doors have opened up more than one for myself, my husband, people that are willing to help us until we get on our feet. You know, with these doors that have opened for us, it's going to take a minute for us to get where we need to be, but the Lord provided people to help us. He's my energy. I wasn't even able to, you know, just do regular things for more than 3 hours before I had to take a nap. And now I'm hanging out with two super cool people,
yeah,
walking and playing at the beach, walking at the mall all day long, and I haven't had a nap. I mean, I'm still human. I'm still fighting fatigue, but the Lord literally healed me of all that stuff. Made it possible for me to do so many awesome things.
Yes, and that's the power of God. That's not just something that people make up.
No, that's straight God. He is real. Like, he's amazing.
He is.
He's so cool. I'm basically a brand new baby Christian. I just really surrendered my heart and my life to God. I want to say late April, early May area. I didn't write the date down.
And even before that, you know, like mid-April, early April, you were getting ideas and that.
Yeah.
And you were like, I want this, but.
Yeah. And God he's met me at every place I needed him to meet me. So.
Right.
He's just amazing.
And
I am so in love.
He's not done.
No. No,
so,
he's never done.
And I have a little mantra. If I'm not dead, you're not done. That's me with the Lord. If I'm not dead, he's not done.
I like that.
And some people can say, oh, that's just a mantra. Well, it's true. It's true. For me, it sure is. According to a certain prognosis from doctors that I have, according to a certain prognosis, I wasn't supposed to carry myself past the age of 8, and I was supposed to die by age 12. And on one of those, I'm four times over. And then the other one, I'm close to being three times over. The devil lost. God won. And I thank God for that, you know, and I know God is fighting for us. And I know I may say that a lot about God fighting for us, you know, and that, and maybe to some of you it sounds a little repetitive, but honestly, it's true. He is fighting for us. He's pushing back that darkness, and he is lighting up his kingdom. He's lighting up his kingdom that can't be shaken. And in the name of Jesus, I pray that the devil is defeated. I pray that the enemy is defeated from your life right now, from whatever it is that's trying to stand in your way of doing what God's called you to do, living the life that God wanted you to live, whatever it is that might be standing in your way, listeners, I pray that would be broken in the name of Jesus, because your hand is upon us. Your hand is upon us. And I pray that enemy, the assignment of the enemy, is broken right now, and that for us these miracles would be a reality, because we know, Lord, with you, All things are possible for those who believe and say, I believe that God's word is still the same. And I think about a song that I had heard on a cassette tape from back in the late 1990s or so, yeah, late 90s. I remember getting a copy of it in like late 99, or so, somewhere around there. Might have been from the mid 90s. I don't know. Who knows? Maybe even the 80s. But my point is I got it. And it had like all these different healing things on it, different songs on it and stuff. And Sharon Doherty and some other people were on it, I believe. He was saying, you know, that all different healing verses and things like that. And I remember it just ministered to me in my life at that time. And it was great. But the same, you know. And if you believe in God, God will move on your behalf. You should be expecting for him to move. You really should be expecting for him to move. And have your heart prepared for it. And sometimes in a certain situation, they say, prepare for doom. No, prepare for blessing. How about instead of preparing to lose everything, prepare for God to move on your behalf? And I think about this healing thing again. Other people may say, well, I am sick. God's not about as much about the am sick. God's about your were healed. The Bible says in 1 Peter 2:24, he was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, and with his stripes we were healed. Were healed. What do you mean by were? On the cross at Calvary, Jesus paid the price for our sicknesses and our diseases and for even our mental stuff, and other things. With his stripes, you were healed. And for some of you, those of you going through mental stuff, pray over your, if you want your body healed, first you got to believe for your mind to be healed. It's true, and it makes sense. I mean, it's how it is. I mean, it's how it is. I've been told that by multiple people. I've also heard it from the pulpit. And, as I've gotten older, the older I got, the more it made sense to me. To where now, I've said it on this program multiple times. Why? Because it's true. And it's not a conspiracy theory. And so, I just thank God. Just checking my clock. Couple of quick housekeeping things. The first thing I want to remind you about is about the book Rivers of Miracles. The book Rivers of Miracles is the story. It's the story of God moving in my life, and different ways of how God moved in my life over the course of time in my life, and how He's just used me and the different things that He's done for me, and healed, my body, and and I know He will do the rest of it. He will finish what He started. And I know His promises are yes and amen, not maybe and I guess. God doesn't sit up there in heaven and go, my arthritis is killing me, but I guess I'll heal them. I guess I'll move on their behalf. I guess. No. He doesn't do that. His promises are yes and amen. Yes, they are. Yes and amen. And you can stand on the word of God. Stand on the word of God. The Bible. Yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the word of God, the Bible. And I know I just kind of rapped out loud a little kid song, but it's true. It's a reminder. Yeah. Knowing what we are, who we are believing in. Sometimes we just have to remind ourselves. Your mind wants to say this. This other part of you wants to do that, and as you go through life and junk and crud and all this other stuff, but we have God on our side. But you can go online. You can go find out information about the book Rivers of Miracles and how it can be a blessing to your life. And I pray that as you read that book, that it will increase your faith. And so I pray for that. You can go online to the website, riversofmiracles.com. That is Rivers, R-I-V-E-R-S, of miracles.com, to find out information about the book Rivers of Miracles and how it can be a blessing to your life. Again, that is riversofmiracles.com. And please, if you would, take note of that. Okay. The other thing I want to remind you about is the PayPal. By the way, Laura, Natalia, if you're listening, I want to thank both of you. Laura, listening from here in the Midland, Michigan area, and Natalia, listening from Honduras, I want to thank you, both of you, for your continual seeds sown into the program. Helps us keep going, helps us reach more people. Praise God. And you know, we want to populate heaven in the name of Jesus. We believe in God for more and more people to give their lives to Jesus as a result of this program. Certainly we pray every program. It's part of my confession that I've developed. It is for a huge amount of souls coming into the kingdom, because salvation is important, and I believe that the greatest miracle is salvation. It really is. And not to belittle any of the other miracles that he does. Those are awesome. Fantastic. But, you know, first off, but the greatest of all is the soul. And you having your destiny changed from hellfire to heaven. But you can go online to sow a seed into the Miracle Man program. If this has been a blessing for you over the last few years that I've been doing this. And I pray it's been a blessing. I pray you've been touched by it. I pray that maybe you've even received a miracle as a result of this. I can guarantee you, if every one of you were alive with me, that hands would be going up, as far as if I were to ask, how many of you have seen God move on your behalf, you know, as a result of you listening to me, this program? Amen. 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 Praise God. Thank you for that. And so yeah, that's proof, you know. And so if you want, in order to sow a seed, if you want to sow a seed, you can go online to paypal.com, and when you get on the website, you'll see a search bar. In that search bar, you'll want to type in Rivers Shukla. Again, that is Rivers Shukla. Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S. The last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Please keep in mind, if you would, that the first R in Rivers and then the S in Shukla, both of those have a capital on it. Capital R and then capital S. So please make a note of that. The other thing related to that, there's a space between Rivers and Shukla. And I want you to make note of that too. I point out this for grammar stuff, so I can make sure that the seed gets to the right place. Because don't I want you to sow a seed and then not go to the right place because you didn't spell it right and didn't pay attention to the grammar stuff. So that's why I just, you know, tell you to make sure. You know, so that, and also, when you're going to sow a seed, even if you don't write it down what it's for, it's great to have in your mind. What am I believing God for to do on my behalf? Maybe it could be that you believe in God for a family member to give their life to Jesus. Maybe it could be they believe in God, you know, for more finances. Maybe it could be they believe in God, you believe in God for your body to be healed. Maybe it could be that you believe in God for, you know, everybody has different needs. Everybody has different needs, whether they're personal or for a family member or whatever. And so it's great to have in mind what it is that you believe in God for to do on your behalf. And so have that in your mind. And there's a verse I want to sow into your life tonight. And it says, "My God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory." His riches and glory. You know, I just think about the riches of God, and it's just such a great thing. And, you know, I honestly believe this. I believe the wealth of the wicked is stored up for the righteous. I firmly believe that. I believe we're going to see that come to pass. I really do. And, you know, it says in the Bible that that will happen. And I totally believe it. And so I plan on it. Thank you, Jesus. It's great, you know, I always try to sow a word, scripture, for what you can stand on as you sow your seed. So now I'm going to sing a couple songs. We're going to go a bit old school tonight. I hope you don't mind. We're not necessarily live on Thursday night here, and some of you might have heard Throwback Thursday. Tonight, for something a little bit different, we're going to do Throwback Tuesday. You know, kind of take it back a bit old school. So here we go. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He healed my mind. He saved me just in time. Oh, I'm going to praise his name. His name is just the same. I'm going to praise him. Look what the Lord has done. Yes. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Yeah. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me just in time. Oh, I'm going to praise his name. His name is just the same. I'm going to praise him. Look what the Lord has done. Oh, when I think of his goodness and what he's done for me, when I think of his goodness and how he set me free, I'm going to jump, 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 jump all night, all night, all night, all night. When I think of his goodness and how what he's done for me, what I think of his goodness and how he set me free, I'm going to spin, 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 spin all night, all night, all night, all night. When I think of his goodness, what he's done for me, when I think of his goodness and how he set me free, I'm going to shout, yeah, shout all night, all night, all night, all night. Something happens when I call your name. 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 Cancer's healed 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 when I call your name. Chains are broken 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 when I call your name. Mountains move 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 when I call your name. Oh, some of you, do you know how to spell? His name is Jesus, E-S-U-S. Thank you, Jesus. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me just in time. Oh, I'm going to praise his name. His name is just the same. I'm going to praise him. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord, look what the Lord, look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord, look what the Lord, look what the Lord has done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. 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 And no one else can change my heart like you do. I can search for all eternity, Lord, and find there is none like you, yes. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity, Lord, and find that there is none like you. There is none like you, no, Lord. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity, Lord, and find that there is none like you. There is none like you. There is none like you. Holy Ghost, you wonderful Holy Ghost, oh, wind blowing strong, blowing from heaven. Holy Ghost, you wonderful Holy Ghost, oh, wind blowing strong, blowing from heaven. We have decided to go all the way with our God. Revival in the land, that's our goal. And so today his army will fight with heart and soul. Yes, Holy Ghost, you wonderful Holy Ghost, the wind blowing strong, blowing from heaven. Holy Ghost, you wonderful Holy Ghost, oh, wind blowing strong, blowing from heaven. We have decided to go all the way with our God. Revival in the land, that's our goal. And so today his army will fight with heart and soul. Blood and fire, we call upon blood and fire, the stream flowing strong, flowing from heaven. Blood and fire, we call upon blood and fire, the stream flowing strong, flowing from heaven. Yeah, blood and fire, we call upon blood and fire, the stream flowing strong, flowing from heaven. Holy Ghost, you wonderful Holy Ghost, oh, wind blowing strong, flowing from heaven. A mighty wave and a mighty wind. A mighty rain and a mighty wind is coming from heaven, raising up his people again. A mighty wave and a mighty wind. A mighty rain and a mighty wind is coming from heaven, raising up his people again. So tell yourself, darkness. Wake up the fire ground. It's time to seek the Lord till he comes and rains his righteousness upon you. A mighty rain and a mighty wind. A mighty wave and a mighty wind is coming from heaven, raising up his people again. Lord, we've heard of your mighty works. We stand in awe of you alone. Revive the enemy. Now is the time to make them known. A mighty rain and a mighty wind. A mighty wave and a mighty wind is coming from heaven, raising up the people again. Oh, a mighty rain and a mighty wind. A mighty rain and a mighty wind is coming from heaven, bathing up his people again. Go to yourself, Christ. Go to yourself in righteousness. Wake up the power of. It's time to seek the Lord till he comes in vain. His righteousness upon you. A mighty rain and a mighty wind. A mighty wave and a mighty wind. It's coming from heaven, raising up his people again. Lord, we've heard, Lord, we've heard of your mighty works. We stand in awe of you alone. Revive the enemy. Now is the time to make them known. A mighty rain and a mighty wind. A mighty wave and a mighty wind is coming from heaven, raising up his people again. A mighty rain and a mighty wind. A mighty wave and a mighty wind is coming from heaven, raising up this people again. It's coming from heaven, raising up this people again. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Love you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord God, that your hand is on us. It's great to serve you. It's great to know, Lord God, that you are on our side. You are raising us up. There is a mighty wave coming. There is a mighty wind coming. And thank you, Lord God, for your mighty work. Stand in awe of you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for what you've done, for what you're doing right now, and for what you're going to do for us. And I thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing on our behalf. Thank you for those great miracles we heard about tonight, Jesus. And not just the story I told, but for what you're doing. Testimonies will come in. And then I'll hear great reports about what God is doing, about him moving on our midst, moving in our mind, And I thank you, Master, for what you're doing in us, through us, for us. And I thank you, Master, that you just make a way for us when it seems like there's no way. You make a way when it seems like there is no way. And I thank you for that, Jesus, and for what you're doing. And that whatever we need, we can turn to you. And I thank you, Lord God, for this word tonight that you anoint, not only for me to teach it, but for these listeners, for them to have that heart ready to receive it, that they would receive, they would understand what it is that you're trying to say to them through me. And I thank you, Master, that they will turn from the distractions and be attracted to your word as we study it, and that they would get it in their heart, do it, that they would be doers of the word and not just those who hear it, but it has no result because they didn't put it across. I pray that they would do your word in the name of Jesus. And now I make my confession over this program. I thank you that sponsors and partners come into this program, that finances come into this program, that more and more listeners tune into this program and our audience goes up. Most importantly, I thank you, Jesus, most importantly of all, I thank you for a huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom because of this radio program. In Jesus' name, amen. Tonight, chapter 2, and we'll just see what the Lord has for us tonight. And you know, and Proverbs is great. You know, there's all kinds of stuff in there about wisdom and all that, you know, and you got to be wisdom. You know, you got to be able to be wise. Especially in days like these, when we're in the last of the last of the last of the last of the last days. We're getting closer and closer every day. You know, it's been said for years and it can sound cliche and stuff like that. But here's the thing. About 20 years ago, I can remember my pastor saying, from our church. And I can remember my pastor saying that there were Bible scholars and others, you know, theologians and that were shocked that we were still here. And this was in 2004 that he said this. Fall of 2004, he said it like two or three different times from the pulpit around that time. Here we are almost 20 years later. Think about it. Isn't that incredible? Almost 20 years later, and we're still here.
Amen to that.
Yeah, that's even more impressive when you think about it. So that means we're even closer now than what we were then. And the way I see it, at least, the longer the Lord tarries, the more damage I plan to do to the devil's kingdom. I just plan to just keep doing damage to the devil's kingdom. And keep, you know, for more and more people to just get saved and give their lives to Jesus. And so, praise God, what I'm doing, and that's what I'm doing. So, praise God, I hope you're in Proverbs 2. I'm going to start, because I'm going to begin to read now. And I try to say this a lot. You know, this is not a spectator sport, so pay attention. You know, when I study the Bible, you know, you follow along with me. I pray, you pray, you know, and you know that I believe that's how you get the most out of it. Amen. So I'm in Proverbs 2. I'm going to start with verse 1. My son, if you accept my words and store up my commands within you, turning your ear to wisdom and applying you call out for insight, and cry aloud for understanding. And if you look for it, as you do for silver, and search for it, as you do for a hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. Oh, did you catch that? There was three ifs in there, meaning there's a condition on it. The if. You got to ask. It's not just going to be handed out to you like a candy bar or whatever. It's not just going to be thrown around like candy. Silver, gold, and then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom, and from his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He holds victory in store. He is a shield to those whose walk is blameless. And he guards the course of the just and protects the way of his faithful ones. Then you will understand what is right and just and fair. Every good path for wisdom will enter your heart, and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul. By creation, I mean, discretion will protect you, and understanding will guard you. Wisdom will save you from the ways of wicked men, or we could say not as wicked people. So wisdom will save the ways of wicked people. For those whose words are perverse, who leave the straight paths to walk in dark paths, who delight in doing wrong and rejoice in the perverseness of evil, whose paths are crooked and who are devious in their ways, it will save you also from the adulteress, the wayward wife with her divorce, who has left the partner of her youth and ignored the covenant that she made before God. For her house leads down to death, and her paths to the spirit of the dead. None who go to her return or attain. You will walk in the ways of good men and keep to the paths of the righteous. For the upright will live in the land, and the blameless will remain in it. But the wicked will be cut off from the land, and the unfaithful will be torn from it. But we'll look at number three also. My son, do not forget keep my commands in your heart, for they will prolong your life many years, and will bring you prosperity. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Oh, listeners, by the way, that's not talking about your iPad or your iPhone, you know, keeping it, you know, near your little blood pumper. That won't get it in there. So, like, if I try to, like, put it, you know, up near my chest and, you know, like right up here, right? And try to write in here, like, to your heart. like kind of his long life. And he goes, nope, not, that's not what it means. The tablet of your heart. Let's talk about something different. love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win. Favor. I win! Oh, and good, and a good name in the sight of God. And trust in the Lord with all your heart. And do not lean on your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. Honor the Lord with your wealth, all your crops. Then your barns will be filled to overflowing, and your vats will brim over with new wine. My son, do not despise the Lord's discipline, and do not resent his rebuke, because the Lord disciplines those that he loves.
Amen. Yes.
As a father, the son, he delights in. Blessed is the man who finds wisdom, the man who gains understanding, for she, meaning wisdom, is more and yields better returns than gold. She is more precious than rubies. Nothing you desire can compare with her. Long life is in her right hand, and her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are pleasant, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who embrace her. See, those who lead, we hold, will be blessed. But by wisdom, the Lord laid the earth's foundation. By understanding, he set the heavens in place. By his knowledge, the depths were divided, and the clouds let drop the dew. Sound judgment and discernment. Do not let them out of your sight. They will be light for you, an ornament to grace your neck. Then you will go on your way in safety, and your foot will not stumble. When you lie down, you will not be afraid. When you lie down, your sleep will be sweet, as no fear of sudden disaster or of the ruin that overtakes the wicked. For the Lord will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being snared. Do not withhold good from those who desire it. When it is in your power to act, do not lay by your neighbor. Come back later. I will give it tomorrow. When you now have it with you, do not plot harm against your neighbor who lives trustfully near you. Do not accuse a man for no reason when he has done you no harm. Do not envy a violent man or choose any of his ways. For the Lord detests into his confidence. The Lord's curse is on the house of the wicked, but he blesses the home of the righteous. He mocks proud mockers, but he gives grace to the humble. The wise inherit honor, but fools he holds up to shame. See,
seven figures, second o'clock.
Oh, so these are all differences.
Oh, yes, the three.
These are differences that are the man that seeks God, you know, the man who is wise, and the other person who is a fool. So it doesn't pay to be foolish. And by foolish, I mean in the eyes of God. And not going after him. And it says what will happen, you know, to the fools. You know, for a wise person, you'll have long life. It can be extended by many years. And part of that wisdom can even be being able to discern, have discernment, and know when God's trying to make a point to you. And part of that can even be being able to listen to the Holy Spirit. Because what if he's trying to tell you to do something? What if maybe he's trying to tell you to pull over to the side of the road, and maybe if you don't, there's a crash up on the freeway. There could be a crash that could happen, and you'll be part of that crash. Where if you were wise, you know, and had that discernment, and was hearing from the Holy Spirit, you could have known that there was a crash and may have not died. Just using that as an example. Because my pastor told a story once about that, you know, about someone from my church where he's driving down the freeway. This person's driving down the freeway. And he's running, you know, he's got to go to a different town for a meeting for work. So he's just driving down the freeway and he's thinking, and he's told, you know, by the Holy Spirit, tells him, pull over to the side of the road and pray. And then he goes, well, right now I got this thing to go to. You know, and I love you, Lord. And, you know, I love you, Lord. And, you know, he's like, well, I'll pray later. And I'm sure maybe in his mind he's thinking, well, maybe can't I just pray in the Spirit and keep driving? And, you know, I'm sure that's part of what he's thinking. But then the Holy Spirit says, again, hold this car over. He goes, well, got this thing to go. Then he says, pull this car over now. So he's like, okay. At this point, I know it's God. I can't ignore it. Pulls off to the side of the freeway. Not that far away, a big crash happens. He could have been part of it had he not pulled over and listened. Had he not pulled over and listened, he could have been a statistic. He could have died right there as a result of that crash. But he listened. He paid attention, albeit it was delayed. Because at first he was like, you know, I'm busy. And you know what happens when we get busy. Sometimes in our mind, you know, it gets kind of cloudy. When he's thinking, you know, I'm busy.
I got work stuff I got to do. I got, you know, and he, so he is, you know, and he, and then later he, you know, and then he, you know, he thanks God, you know, that he didn't die in that, because he had pulled over to the side of the road to pray. Because God had told him, pull over and pray. And I know it might have been an inconvenient time, you know, but sometimes, you know, if the Spirit of God tries to talk to you, it might not always be convenient. It might not always be when you want him to. Might not always be okay. Now, right now, I'm not busy. So come on, tell me what to do. It's not always like that, you know. And so, but anyhow, you know, we have that wisdom. You know, wisdom. It's wisdom you gain understanding. And so. Wisdom is a powerful friend. And I know sometimes people will say, you know, even through the COVID thing, there were pastors that would say, well, we just got to use wisdom. Which, yeah, there's certain kinds of wisdom, you know, that you use and with that whole thing, you know, they, you know, try to be, you know, maybe a little careful with certain things, and maybe not just, you know, like things like maybe if you're sick, you know, stay home, in that case at least, you know, things like that. But I mean, that doesn't necessarily mean you shut down the church just because the governor said to shut it down. And in that case, that would be like if Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, instead of not bowing, it'd be like if they bowed. It'd be like them bowing just because Nebuchadnezzar, that king, said, okay, everyone needs to bow or go in the furnace. If they just bowed, they would have been just, you know, in compliance with Nebuchadnezzar, who was not godly. So in that time of COVID, it was like where pastors had to make decisions. So many pastors did not just, you know, and they just closed their church. And many churches have not reopened. And even where they did, there's some places where some people did not want, or some people chose not to come back. For whatever reason, they just decided, well, I don't want to come back for whatever reason. And so in that case, you know, there's things with wisdom where you're like, you know, yeah, there's natural things and that. But then there's also, you know, the thing of, well, what would God do? What would God do? Would he shut down the church? God didn't stop. Well, God didn't stop doing miracles, folks. I don't know if you know this, but I'm going to say it again. Did you know that the church was technically supposed to be shut down forever? The plan was that church would not reopen. No church. Even if we got to go back to the restaurants and stuff like that, and be mask free and all that, and go back to the mall and different things like that, you know, and go to the office or what have you, and different things. That didn't necessarily mean that we were going to get church back and be able to have freedom and liberty, at least to a degree. You know, thankfully there were judges that ruled in our favor. Thankfully. And thankfully, we're not having underground church in this country.
Jesus.
Because that was part of the plan, folks. That really was part of the plan. And I thank God that at least right now, we're free. to worship God as we choose. Some of you in other countries are not free. Your government won't let you say, they might not let you do this or that or what have you. And thankfully, they did not get to do everything they wanted, with that whole COVID thing. But they do have plans for, 2025 time frame. These are more diabolical than COVID. These are totally diabolical. I don't know any details. I just know that there's plans for, 2025 that are even more diabolical. Isn't that incredible?
Yeah.
But then,
in a bad way.
Yeah, and I don't mean in a good way either. But then again, 2025, that means even closer. So, yeah, that makes sense, of course, And the Bible says, that there'll be more evil as you see the day approaching, not less evil, more evil. And so, obviously, that doesn't mean that that's when the trumpet will blow, because the truth is this. We do not know the day or the hour when the trumpet will blow. We don't know the day or the hour. We really don't. Don't know the day or the hour. But we
come in the night like a thief.
It could come like a thief. And that doesn't mean that he'll set your and that doesn't mean that when Jesus comes that it'll set off your security alarm. It might not even sound natural at all. And you can't just try, getting up from your chair like thinking that it'll just lift you up to the ceiling. Think you got to lift up to the ceiling. No, he'll lift you up. He'll lift you up. And if you manage to fall, he'd pick you up. He would, because he's a loving God.
Amen.
He won't just say, "You missed it. You're not coming." Or some of us, might say, and some of our American, don't worry, you're like, you missed it. You weren't coming. Or y'all missed it. Nope, you won't do that. He'll lift you up. He'll pick you up because the Bible says, with a strong arm, he lifted me up. He didn't tear us down. He lifted us up. And so, I thank the Lord for that as I go through my life. And so wisdom is a powerful thing, lots of benefits to it. And, it's somewhat wisdom of God. It's not talking about just natural wisdom, and wise tales and all that kind of stuff and, make sure you wear a light jacket. Nothing wrong with those things necessarily, but he's talking about that God kind of wisdom. Tales aren't always real. And guess what? I have a question, Jade. Are wise tales always wise?
Not all the time.
Yeah, they're not always exactly wise. Some of them can actually be kind of foolish. Some of them, according to the word that we read tonight, should actually be called more like foolish tales. Do you agree?
Yeah.
Now, the thing of 7 Sundays after Easter raining, I wouldn't really call that wise or foolish.
Groundhog thing.
I would say that those are just tales. They're not wise or foolish.
Right.
Or maybe one way to say it would be they're not wise or unwise. They're just tales. They're just tales that can be kind of funny. And we can tell those to our kids.
Right.
And I thought it was funny. At first, when my mom told it to me when I was 9 years old, I was kind of playing with it. I thought for a second it was real. So I'd ask my mom each Sunday leading to it to see, after that Easter to see. Sunday number one. Mom, did it rain? Mom, did it rain today? You know, the first one I could tell it was because I could feel it. And she said, and obviously it's like, yeah, it was. Okay, Sunday number two. Did it rain today, Mom? Well, yeah, it rained a little bit in the night. Number three. Did it? Well, a little bit. Number four. Nope. So that one proved to be not true. By the way, was it seven, those seven Sundays, did that include Easter Sunday, or was it the seven after?
That I have no idea.
but anyhow, you know, what did that have to do with God's kind of wisdom? I don't know. Let me think. Absolutely nothing. Nothing at all. And, those are just, you know, little things that were passed down from generation to generation. I feel like some of these Gen Z people they're called now, don't necessarily know about these wise tales the way some of us millennials do.
Yeah.
Because some of us millennials, at least we had grandmas that were alive in the 50s. To be able to tell us some of these, you know, in the 50s and even the 40s and even the 30s, to tell us some of these tales. But now, you know, Generation Z, which is now becoming of age, and now, so the little ones now, they're now referred to as Generation Alpha.
Really?
Yeah, because after Y and Z, then you got to start over again with the alphabet, you know?
Yeah.
So that makes sense then why it's Generation Alpha.
Yeah.
Huh. But you can say, what does that have to do with God? I don't know. But I don't know this. Jesus, he is the Alpha and the Omega.
Amen.
First and last is he. But I hope that, you know, but anyhow, these so-called wise tales, I think a whole lot of them are funny. Some of them are just dumb, you know. Now, did you ever hear the one about the acorns?
No.
Okay. There was one about acorns. And the belief was that if there were bigger acorns, then it would be a really snowy winter, rough winter. If there were not many acorns or they were very small, then it would be a very mild winter.
Interesting.
I wish that the acorns would be tiny or non-existent forever from here on out. No more acorns. I don't want to be seeing any of those in October, November, December. No acorns. That's what I want for Christmas. Acorns.
Cool.
In Michigan. Wouldn't that be nice if this was true? No acorns. Except for one that pops up on December 25th and it snows.
Yeah.
and then after that, we're done. And then it's like, you know, 50, 60 degrees, 70 degrees. Yeah, that'd be more like it.
Yeah.
That'd be a winter that I could actually survive and be happy with.
Me too.
But until then, guess every once in a while you might have to go to Florida. Or, you know, every few years at least in the winter maybe. You know, at some point you go to Florida for a week. But I digress. But ultimately, it's talking about this God kind of wisdom where, you know, and he says here, in everything you do, acknowledge him. That doesn't just mean you know him. That means you make mention of him. You thank him. You worship him. That's part of how we acknowledge God. Acknowledge. It's like how when we acknowledge someone, you know, you don't just know that they're there. You know, you acknowledge them. You say hi to them or whatever. You know, that's part of how you acknowledge somebody. Or you give them your attention. That's part of acknowledgement. Acknowledgement. Paying attention to them. And not just being all decision. You know, or being all like, I'm not gonna pay no attention. Because you know, it's paying attention to God, acknowledging Him, and being able to understand Him, because He wants you to understand Him. He really does. He does. He wants you to understand Him. And that's a fact. He really does. It's not just something that he would say, but it's something that He wants for us to do, is to have understanding of Him and to acknowledge Him as we go through our life and have that God kind of wisdom. That if He, through His Holy Spirit, is trying to tell us to do something, we would be obedient and not question it. Not be like, well, I'm busy, or well, this, or well, that. But to be obedient. What is it?
Can I?
Yes.
Are you done?
Just about. What is it?
I'll wait until you're done preaching.
Okay, yeah, I'm done preaching. I'm going to pray in a second.
Okay. So, hey, everybody. I just wanted to say thanks for listening tonight. It was a little bit different because we are traveling. But I also just wanted to remind you that tomorrow night is going to be absolutely amazing. Rivers has a guest interviewee tomorrow night, a Mr. Joe Coolsey, and it's going to be amazing, and you do not want to miss the show.
All right, thanks for that. Heavenly Father, thank you for the word tonight. Thank you that we would get it in our hearts, that we would have your wisdom and not just this natural human-like kind of wisdom, but your true kind of wisdom, Lord God, and that we'd be able to listen to you intently and that we would be able to obey you precisely. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for that. In Jesus' name, and until tomorrow night, God first, God always. So long, everybody, and I will talk to you all tomorrow night.